Boy, that sounds good. That makes you happy right there, just that little soundtrack.
Before we get to the calls at 1-888-767-4348, that's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Here's our weekly listener appreciation text ticket giveaway. This is for Arizona Diamondbacks as they host the San Diego Padres September 3rd, 6:40 first pitch. Text the answer to 411-923. The trivia question that was asked in our weekly newsletter: what hotel did our staycation winner stay at in Cottonwood? Text
that
answer. Well, text the answer to 411-923. And we'll pick a random right winner at the end of this programming segment and send you to September 3rd game, Diamondbacks, as they take on the Padres, 6:40 p.m. And they already sealed the envelope, so I can't tell if there's a parking pass. Sometimes we have them, sometimes we don't. But regardless, they're great seats. They're right above the home team dugout. It's like row 18, and it's in the first few seats.
They are good seats.
I mean, you're like almost right on the field.
Right in foul ball range.
Yeah.
Bring your mitt.
All right, let's get to... I don't see a name on line one. Let me see.
Guy.
Welcome to the broadcast. How may we help you?
Hi. I had a general question about my pool. I had some major work done on it a couple of months ago, and I've been having nothing but problems, and I'm having a hard time getting the contractor to come out to fix stuff that's still done. Or it still needs to be done, and I'm beginning to think that I might need to go through a complaint process, and I was wondering if I could get some information on how to do that, like if I need to have some other contractor come out and say this is not done right or that's not done right or whatever.
Well, for the sake of all the listeners, let's just clear the air in one area. Is this a ROSIE certified contractor or not?
No, I was told no.
Okay, all right. Because if they're ROSIE certified and you have a complaint, you just call me and we take care of it. The fact that it's not ROSIE certified, the next question we have to ask is, are they licensed in Arizona?
Yeah, they're licensed and well-known.
Okay, all right. Then what you want to do is you want to put in writing. Don't leave it to a phone call. Don't leave it to a conversation. Put it in writing. The list of your grievances with the dates, and give them a certain amount of time to respond and satisfy you. If they don't, in the meantime, you can call the Registrar of Contractors and ask them to send you a complaint resolution package that starts with all of this stuff you're going to put in the letter anyway. So you're going to have to do this homework anyway. But I find putting the complaint in writing and put it in the hands of the right supervisor generally gets the results done. If it doesn't, you've got the Registrar of Contractors, and just be thankful you live in Arizona with a Registrar of Contractors.
Right. And I'm not sure if it's important what the issues are, but the main thing is that they completed the job and I'm really not getting any service. It took them 3 weeks to come out to fix a problem that I saw with the spa. And then they noticed a little bit of a leak in the spa. They pulled out the light and it's just hanging out there in the pool now. They said they were going to have a diver come out and they were going to call me, but that's been 2 weeks ago.
Yep. Guy, put it in writing, send it in to him, send it up I would even send it registered mail, and I would send it to the person who's been on your job the most and is most familiar with the details, and then I'd send it to his superior, and then I'd send it to the president of the company. It's not too much to send three letters and just see if that doesn't trigger some kind of response.
There's another job. If you like scuba diving, you could be a pool repairman in Arizona.
Well, we've got that welding school
in the West Valley
that wants us to do a broadcast underwater in their pressure tank while we're underwater welding.
You up for that, ROSIE?
I don't know. I don't know.
Gary, you mentioned that there was a company that won a bid on a multi-million dollar contract, a contractor that had to cancel
because
they didn't have labor.
Well, he had his labor, of course, but they couldn't meet the due date for the project to be finished, and they had to turn the bid back and turn down the job.
Oof. All right, Debbie's in Tempe. Next wants to talk about something in her yard, and we've got a couple text questions we'll shuffle through in a quick lightning round, and then the correct answer was Pines Hotel. If you answered Pines Motel, watch your phone. We're going to pick a random right winner here at Bottom of the Hour News and send you to the Diamondbacks game on, what's the third? Is that Wednesday night?
I think so.